Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, final hour for us ahead of the weekend, jam-packed with football. We will get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now, the Georgia-Florida game. Sorry, Rusty. The cocktail party. We'll get into that. Obviously, some Georgia Tech thoughts. Brent Key speaking very nicely about his quarterback, rightfully so, earlier this week. Falcons' keys to a victory at 120. I would really, really like to see all the stuff we're going to talk about in 15 minutes and not the opposite of it, which is what's happened the last couple of weeks. And we'll get to an AMA at 140 to answer all your questions. Well,
the LSU AD is like, all right, dog, just send me off with a little severance package, man.
Yeah, just a cool little 6.5.
Yeah, let me just go on and get up out of here, man, because that was – I just don't want to get – whatever, man. And it's – an incentive-based contract for a coach. You could find a coach that would do that.
Yeah, someone will do
that. But you're not going to get the ones you want. That's why I said go get Tulane coach.
Right.
He's already in state. He knows the coaches and all that other stuff. Just go get this guy.
Yeah, someone will
anybody that's going to – like, Lane's not going.
Yeah, you're
there.
Not taking Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss for that contract. Yes. You're not – I don't know, whoever the other kind of big-name coaches are in the search this offseason, they're not going to do that because they already have a better contract at their current situation.
Yes.
And even if you do find someone to take it and it works, that's not going to set precedents for other schools to do it.
No.
I think the precedent is pretty clearly where it is right now with the long-term contracts and buyouts. And I don't know, for better or worse, I don't know what it is. But, no one's going to do that. Well, again, someone will do it, but not one of these big fish that they're trying to go after. And we asked Roddy this in the 11 o'clock hour about the Florida job. Like, Florida just kind of sitting back, playing out the season, kind of, you know, doing the right process of, okay, Napier's gone during the bye week. Now we've got an interim. Just kind of being grown-ups about it.
Yep.
LSU's making Florida's job look a lot more appealing.
A lot more. A lot more. And so that'd be it. Because it is still freaking LSU.
It is still freaking LSU. And it is still Florida. Like, that's a good history of being a good job.
Yeah, man. But that'd be the interesting as far as their search. Because who want to be a part of that mess?
Not me.
Nah, who
if you're going to offer.
I mean, you're going to offer a job.
A couple million bucks.
I mean, I'll go to LSU.
Now, again, I will say openly in my introductory press conference, I don't think this is going to go very well.
Yes. I'm letting you know this right now.
I've never coached football before.
We are not moving here. My family's still back home. Okay?
Yeah, we're in Atlanta.
Yeah, we're this is going to be a short-time rental.
It's not going to go great.
Yeah, I can recruit.
I'm going to run a lot of trick plays.
Yeah. But the thing about it, I know I can recruit.
Well, I think you'd do a fine job.
I can recruit now. I've been an 18-year-old athlete. I know what y'all want.
What?
Man, please. This is still a family show.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's still a family show. You remember that Ply song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom! Donald's making you look up the definition of what that trophy is. Says it right there. I mean, find me somebody else on the team that brings more value to the team that is truly the epitome of what a team is rooted in. Okay. He can run, he can throw. I mean, it's. I'm glad he's on my team. I don't have a vote for it. I don't know if anybody who does, but it'd be a shame if he's not in New York, and I think he will be.
Brent Key even sounds pissed when he's answering questions he likes.
Yeah, man.
About players he loves.
Just too damn intense.
He's just mad.
Take it down. Take something down. But he's right. I mean, his quarterback is one of the best players in America. I mean, if you want to talk about top, whatever, five most important players to their team, he's definitely one of them. Because if he doesn't play well, they don't win.
Yep.
Period. And he's been playing his ass off all year long. Really great
game last
week. He's
had maybe like a rough half or two
here or there.
Maybe
something like that.
For the most part, been great.
This dude's been freaking awesome. And hopefully he can go and get an opportunity to put Georgia Tech on the map. Him being in freaking New York will be freaking awesome for that program. And Brent Key, by the way, we mentioned earlier this week, I mentioned again, they need to get to getting on this damn new contract for him. But yeah, I mean,
not just a bump.
Yeah, not just a bump, an eight ball. but I think, you know, this is a critical game for them tomorrow night, going up to NC State. I mean, we talked about Bailey. He can throw the ball. They can run the ball. Smothers is a really good runner, Andy. They got some receivers. They can't stop no damn body. So I expect Haynes King to have a big game tomorrow night. They just can't turn the freaking ball over and give NC State that extra possession.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is.
The way Georgia Tech runs the ball, though, they can ball control, meaning keeping the ball away from them, too.
That's been when they've gotten themselves in trouble this year. Kind of the first half against Colorado, and that's week one. It's a long time ago.
Right.
The Wake Forest game, those are when they kind of got sloppy with the football and let an inferior team hang around and almost beat them in the case of Wake Forest. It's an interesting time in the schedule where you've gotten this far and you're 8-0. And now you look at – you're better than NC State. You're way better than Boston College. You're better than Pitt. And then you got Georgia in the final game of the year. You just – now it's just about not stepping on the rake. Like, you've done all the work to get this far undefeated, and your quarterback is now being talked about in the Heisman Trophy conversation. Now you just got to avoid that, you know. And it happens because these teams have talented players as well, and you're on the road, and it's at night and all that. They're up for it. They know who's coming to town. They know they could spoil Georgia Tech's season if they could beat them on Saturday night. So it becomes a little bit of a different ball game now. If there was any flying under the radar at any point, that's not happening anymore. So go out there and get it done on Saturday night. As for Georgia, I kind of have a similar thought as far as long as they don't turn the football over. Like, Georgia's offense has proven over the course of this year that they can score points, they can move the ball. They're going to be able to keep them in it if the defense doesn't uphold their end of the bargain early in this game. As long as Gunnar Stockton keeps protecting the ball like he has and they run the ball like they have over the last couple of games, I have no doubt Georgia is going to beat Florida.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that Florida's going to come out with some new wrinkles. I anticipate they're going to get ahead of Georgia. They're going to come out early on, you know, establish a pace and things. Georgia will be on their heels. And we'll adjust and get on about our business. Now, that's what we've been doing. No saying that this is going to happen Saturday. You never know. But as I think, like you said, as long as Gunnar Stockton and his office is taking care of the football, get the damn tight ends and keep them involved. I know we were talking about Kobe Young being out. The Titans had a nice day. We talked about Lawson Lucky's 3 touchdowns last time they played. Obviously, I still think Oscar Dupp's a capable tight end receiver weapon. Also, the offensive line's better. Because guys are back. Roddy talked about Ernest Green is back on that right side of the line. Got them big ass guards. So running the football is going to be pivotal for Georgia. But I just think, you know, it's going to be a fight until the fourth quarter. I think Georgia, we pull away from, end up winning the game by like 10 plus.
The thing that I'm interested to see just in terms of the wrinkles from Florida, because they'll be more aggressive. There's no reason not to be. Lagway's healthy and practicing, so that makes a big difference too. Jaden Baugh, that running back they have, is really good.
Yes.
And if they can get that rushing attack going with Lagway's legs, Jaden Baugh, rolling him out a little bit, taking some chances.
They're going to take some chances.
I think they're going to take chances. Yeah, I think they're going to be able to move the ball a little bit. And again, you keep it close and hand it to that talented running back. That's when it gets stressful in the fourth quarter.
But I think
Georgia,
the biggest thing is that Georgia, Dallas Wilson can't go off this game.
That's
because that dude, that Texas game, goodness. Yeah. Oh, was it Texas?
Yeah,
it was Texas.
Yeah, it was Texas. That's the thing about Florida. They've won 2 out of 3.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? They won 2 out of 3.
They were ready to fire him, though.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, they were ready to fire. We talked always about new coach, and it's going to be there.
Yeah, plus I think Brandon Adams nailed it earlier this week, too. It's like, They were going to fire him anyway. Wait till this week. Maybe get some new coach energy. Even if you're firing your coach, you still want to beat Georgia.
Yes.
Like, if you're the Florida people and fans and all that kind of stuff, you still want to win this game. Even if the season's lost and you're going to be in a coaching search, at least at the end of the year, you can hang your hat on the fact that you won your rivalry game.
Right.
So,
it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, just like all Georgia-Florida games are. And thing with it is that Georgia's a better team in this matchup. We understand. I think everybody knows this. But Florida, again, it's a rivalry game, new coach, very talented, skilled players on this team. They are very talented. Ben Lagway's a talented player. You already talked about the running back. We talked about the receiver. Defensively, they can get after you, too. They can get after the passer on defense. And so Georgia's going to have to, you know, buckle in, not late. Because that's the one thing about Alabama. Well, I hate saying it because Alabama got so far ahead and we were able to adjust. We were still away. We were still a missed blocking assignment from beating Alabama.
That's right.
You know, and so when you look at it from that standpoint, just play mistake-free. Don't give them no possessions. And when you have your opportunities to score touchdowns, I know we have a great kicker in Georgia, but when we have opportunities to score touchdowns, score touchdowns.
Any other game you want to mention or give a thought on? Nebraska hasn't beaten a ranked opponent in 1,000 years. They got USC. They're 23rd, but they're ranked, so
they
that
need
counts.
Nebraska needs
this
game.
You know, Rule in his career as a college football head coach only has 2 wins over ranked opponents?
Really?
Not top 10, not top 5.
Really?
Two wins over ranked opponents.
Where has he been at? Baylor and Temple, right? Temple, Baylor.
And Nebraska.
And Nebraska.
But again, for a guy that got a raise and a contract extension on Wednesday.
Did he get a raise?
He could beat more than 2 ranked teams.
Did he get a raise?
I don't know.
I mean,
the fine print.
Yeah, he didn't get right. He got a up in the buyout.
He just seems to me like, and I'm not trying to. Obviously, he's a good coach.
Incentives guy, but okay.
He's one of those guys that benefits from everybody likes him.
Yes,
you know what
no
I mean.
No doubt,
and it goes a long way in life. Like I probably am too.
Yes,
I probably benefit from that. You don't have to be as talented if everybody thinks you're nice. But like, he's won 2 games over ranked teams in his career. Alabama's beat ranked teams 4 games in a row now.
But I mean,
Vanderbilt's beat 3 ranked teams.
What he is, he's a program builder.
I guess.
No, that's a program builder.
Okay. Built to what? Beat a ranked team.
I'm with you on this. it's still weird that USC has to go to Nebraska.
It's weird.
It's weird as hell.
That's another
that they got to go to Nebraska.
Yep, that happens. Virginia and Cal are playing conference game. By the way, Virginia is sneaky. 7-1, 4-0 in the ACC.
Yeah, man. Coach Elliott's doing a hell of a job.
Undefeated.
Coach Elliott's undefeated.
15th in the nation.
He's doing a hell of a job, man. He really is. Oh, watch out, Dabo. Watch out, Dabo. Got Duke coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out, Dad.
I picked up Mensa on my fantasy team.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How did I do last week?
Another L.
Okay.
Another L.
At least I'm consistent.
You are. You beat somebody, though. You beat Oren.
Yeah, I did beat Oren.
Early in the year in a week where you had 3 players out of your lineup, and Oren's good and takes the league seriously.
Yeah.
And you beat him. Man. He still sticks in his crawl.
Yeah, I know it does, man. Yeah, Oren. We got Oren. Oren, I need to see what Oren doing.
I do too.
Yeah, Oren.
I like Jordans.
And I ain't never had no Pappy. Oren said he spent all his money on Outkast gear. Like, okay.
I know. Sending me Outkast soccer jerseys.
I'm like, all right, dog. Oren eating takeout every day.
Did they discover oil in his backyard?
I know. He eat from Shamar Reese's every day. Yeah, man.
They go find a gold nugget or a diamond mine. All right, we'll come back. We'll give you our keys to a Falcons victory coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whoa!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Oh, I'll be damned. DeAndre Jordan, 1 year, $3.5 million contract.
Hey, man. It's New all Orleans about Pelicans. You. Like, he was a package deal with Kyrie and Kevin Durant.
At one point?
At one point.
He was a part of the Lob City.
You make me happy. They
he was in Denver because Jokic liked him.
Yep. Do you remember a long time ago when Doc and him like boarded his house up?
I do.
Yeah.
I do remember that. They wouldn't let him because he was going to sign with the Mavericks.
Yes.
And they wouldn't let him leave when he was a Clipper, which has to be against some sort of rules.
They mad at him.
Yeah, they kidnapped him. And then he signed with the Clippers.
Yeah, man.
DeAndre Jordan, which again, like keep doing it. He's 37 years old. He'll have to play every once in a while, but not that much. This guy has made $180 million in his career.
Good for him.
And probably the last 7 years of it have been just on, he's a vibes guy.
Yeah.
Like end of the bench vibes guy who people like. What are we talking about with Matt
Rule? Dude,
be likable.
Let me tell you something, man. Who was, oh my God, why am I, his name's on the blank. The guy on the, those Celtics team, not Cornbread, but the one with the towel.
Oh.
Not Cornbread.
Well, because Cornbread was a really good player.
Yeah, Cornbread played. The dude, the veteran with the towel, the one that was talking all the trash. God damn
Oh,
it.
I forget.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll be him.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be him.
Yeah, man.
As long as I'm getting some bread.
Absolutely.
I get to go in and blowouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Like, if I want to do this as long as we can and as long as it's going great and all that kind of stuff. But, like, if they want to keep me around as, like, the 92.9 the game, like, you know, mascot, whatever you want to call it, and just keep me on staff for vibes when I'm like 68.
Like,
great. Awesome. You want me to do like a call-in show on Saturdays? That sounds awesome. I'll do it from my house.
Talking about like if what?
Like when it's all said and done.
Oh, nah.
Like when I'm past my prime.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, you know, DeAndre Jordan. And you just want to keep me around for vibes?
Yeah.
Wave my towel?
Hey, man, eventually them vibes going to get you to the point where, hey, man, this is bullshit. This is some, you know, yeah, man.
Well, my vibes.
No, please don't kill your vibe.
I got endless vibes.
I understand that, but like again, you are a vibey person.
I am.
Me, the vibes got to be right for me to vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just can't fake vibes. And if they telling me coming in here on Saturday to be some damn mascot, it ain't gonna be pretty.
Nah, I'll be there.
I ain't gonna talk no sports. This is gonna be, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna bring the quiet storm to the morning, like the afternoon.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah.
This
is Randy and Mark, and we're talking about the Hawks, and then, Trae Young IV. Trae Young's great-great-grandson.
Now, I hope when we're that age, we're retired, and we're in the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, and I'm at the lake, and you're at the beach, and all that stuff. But like an elderly, like throwback Andy and Randy show.
Oh man,
when we're real old and don't care,
that don't give a damn.
That sounds fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh boy,
we're gonna have to double the dump button.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we're gonna have enough.
Oh yeah, man.
Three presses is not enough.
Think of how mad we're gonna be at everything then. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. They call me grumpy now.
As long as they don't just regenerate our voices with AI and fire us in 2 years, and people won't know.
But,
like Andy and Randy have been going on for years. Now they fired those guys in 2026.
Yeah,
that's been robots pretending to be them since then.
Yeah, man. But that's what I'm saying. Like my wife called. They call me grumpy. I'm like, I'm not grumpy. I just don't mess with everything. Yeah. It's a difference.
It is.
I don't walk around pouting and moping, and I live a great life. I'm always happy.
Are you happy?
Damn right.
Then you're not grumpy.
I ain't grumpy. I just don't play with everything.
There's a Care Bear.
Yes.
On the Care Bear show that my daughter watches right now, and they call him Grumpy Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's totally unfair because he's not grumpy at all. He's just normal and realistic.
Yes.
Like, he just wanted to watch football in one of the episodes. Because it was a Saturday and he wanted to watch
football. What'd that sound like?
Yeah. No.
Thank you.
This is where I'm walking. This is where I'm walking towards. And all the other Care Bears are buzzing around, getting in the way of the TV, trying to mess his grill up. And mm-hmm. You're so grumpy. It's like, no, he's not grumpy. He's just trying to watch football and hang out.
Yep.
And you guys won't leave him alone.
Leave me the hell alone.
And then one of the little ones, I think Tenderheart or something, knocked over the TV and broke it. And nobody got to watch football. And then he got really mad. And they got mad at him.
What you get mad at him for? You tore up his TV.
Exactly. And then they called him even grumpier. And I was like, see, this is where people are getting a bad idea of what grumpy is.
Yeah.
You people are too happy.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Or also too rude.
Or too rude.
Yeah, man.
Have some boundaries.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. Have some boundaries. And know your personnel. Know what makes a person who likes to be left alone happy. Alone.
Speaking of know your personnel.
Oh, hell.
I think that is a good natural transition into talking about what we need to see from the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, man. Okay, so we know weather's not going to be an issue.
Weather should be fine.
All those different things.
It'll be a little chilly, but it should be fine.
First key, and this is it, and I don't got to say no, and this is my only one.
Okay.
This is the only one I got.
Is it going to last you 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plan B is going to come up with a question mark.
Yep.
What you going to do?
Yep.
There it is.
Yep. That's pretty much
that's it.
I got other ones, but that's pretty much what it is. Yep. Like,
Plan B going to come up.
It is.
What you going to do?
They're coached by a very smart, defensive-minded guy in Mike Vrabel. And they're actually really good at stopping the run as well. The Patriots have been quite good against the run so far this year. Hopefully the Falcons have more success running the football on Sunday than they have the last couple of weeks.
Correct.
They have to.
Yes.
Otherwise, they're not going to win this football game. But there's also going to be at least times during the game, drives during the game, where the Patriots are able to slow that run game down, and you're going to have to rely on throwing the football.
Yep.
Mine was Michael Penix has to have a good game. And I know that's such a simplistic thing to say.
But it's not.
But there's been games they've won where we've been able to kind of gloss over some of the misses that he's had.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been games they've lost where, I don't know if gloss over, we've obviously talked about some of the, you know, some of the mistakes he's made and some of the throws that have been left out there, but where he's looked like a guy making his 9th, 10th, whatever start it was at that point of his progression. That can't just be the fallback every time he doesn't play up to the standard of winning.
Yes.
It's like we know that he's a technically a rookie in terms of game played, a second year quarterback, whatever it is. But in order for them to beat teams like obviously New England on Sunday, would have gone a long way against San Francisco a couple Sunday nights ago. He didn't play on Sunday against the Dolphins, so can't really blame him for that one. But in order to win games like this, this has always been true, but you can't win games in the NFL, especially not on the road right now, if your quarterback is not good.
I mean, he's got to play.
And he's got to be good.
The thing with them is New England, they do a good job of creating negative plays. They do a good job of tackles for losses. We talked about the pressure rate and all. Well, not the pressure rate, but with the guy as far as the sacks or whatever. Like, Harold Landry's playing really good this year. You got to control him. I don't know who's going to be starting the right tackle, whether it's going to be Wilkerson or if it's going to be Storm. I don't know where that's going to be at. But I do think that when you look at this team, they got to stay ahead of the number of the chains, Andy. They got to win first downs. And they got to score freaking touchdowns. You got to score touchdowns. Don't let Drake May be the leading rusher. Mm.
meaning he done got out of some stuff and he's going for 30 damn yards. What's my Marcus Jones, who is like their nickel, whatever, he tells a lot. He has like four sacks so far this year, and he's a big tail guy of where the pressure might be coming. So got to watch out for that. But yeah, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when it is? Michael Penix has to play really good. I think. I think no turnovers. Be precise. Be precise. Zach Robinson's got to call a good game. Mm-hmm. He's going against Josh.
Because that's part of Plan B,
yes,
too.
Yes, that's a part of it. What are you going to do? Kyle Pitts is not a damn tailback. Stop throwing them damn checkdowns. Let him run. Michael, when he's running, throw it to him. When he's one-on-one on the outside, with any of these dudes, maybe outside of Christian Gonzalez, throw it to him. Throw it to him.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a tough one to have to do every single Friday, but it's gotten to that point where you know the coaching staff you're going up against, certainly in this game, but definitely in the 49ers game, something we talked about, at least from an offensive standpoint, going up against the Dolphins, and it played out like that. You know this coaching staff in New England's going to have a good game plan. Yeah. You know Vrabel is going to have a good game plan on defense. You know McDaniel's in his bag right now. Like, yes. Drake May is really comfortable in what he's asking him to do in year two in that offense. And you know what those offenses can look like when he's comfortable with his quarterback, McDaniel, that is. I mean,
Ramondre Stevenson's out.
Okay, that's
he's
helpful.
Out. Okay, he's out. Yeah,
now, Travion Henderson's good.
Travion's in, but Shefty just said Stevenson's out.
Okay. Yeah. Now, again, hopefully we'll get some good news on Falcons injury. Yes. All of the stuff I'm saying here, too, is predicated on have Drake London, have Michael Penix. Hopefully some of the guys on defense will be back as well. There was a ton of people limited in practice yesterday.
Yes.
So we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah. And hopefully no secret ones pop up like Drake London last week. Because we didn't even talk about Drake London last week at all during the week. Because we didn't know about it until Saturday, and then by the time we were on the air Sunday morning for Wade Ford, it sounded like he wasn't going to play, and obviously he didn't. This one, I don't want to do this one again, but we've already done it once, and again, there's only so many times you can, like, gut check and slap in the face and wake-up call.
Right.
But they've challenged the O-line again.
Mm-hmm.
Remember after week one,
right.
Manhood challenge, all that kind of stuff. They did it again, so O-line manhood check 2.0. Last time it worked,
mm-hmm.
Bijan went out and ran for 150 yards in week two against the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. I'd do it again, I guess, but stop having to check in every
couple
weeks, though.
That's the thing about it is, like, you guys have – if they're going to be what they want to be, those are the most important dudes to make it happen, those five guys up front. And so we talked about, you know, Vrabes, they're going to line up to – keep everything inside, so they're going to have those wide fives and those wide nines, whatever you want to call it, on the tackles. That's why, you know, Bijan's got to get up between that block, but that also puts the onus on whoever the guard, whoever the center are, and that backside guy is so important on these runs because you got to get that cutoff to preserve that lane for Bijan and Tyler and all these guys that get through. I think they're going to win this game. They're going to win. Why not?
I hope so.
Yeah, why not?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think they can.
Yeah.
I think they can. I don't know. I'm going with hope right now.
Don't let Mac Hollins beat y'all either.
Yeah, man. Because you know he's going to be dressed in some weird Halloween costume with no shoes on walking into the stadium. It's a pivotal moment in the season.
Yeah. Because you got to think about, I'm not going to even worry about next week.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what I said Friday last week, too. Yeah. I was like, look, if they lose, we'll deal with that on Monday.
Yeah.
And they did. But yeah, like, you know, 3-5 and 4-4 is a big difference.
Big ass difference.
Big
especially
difference.
When you've had two disappointing losses we had.
Yeah, and three in a row. And yeah, I mean, this is, it's kind of, it's slipping.
Yeah.
It's slipping.
Real okay. Hey, guys, want to get something, want your Thanksgiving week to get started with a good, great cause? Then join us, 99 The Game, for our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. And it's coming up on Monday, November 24th, right around the corner. Eagles Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now's your chance to go sign up. Go over to the 99TheGame.com and click the events link page. That's our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets.
Hey, the AMA is next. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load the phone lines up on a Funk Friday. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Open up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We're just talking about trick-or-treat plans tonight with little ones.
Yes.
Keep it close to the house.
There's a nice community across the street. It's only so many houses in ours. And people come through and everything. Like, first house is Middle Libby and Bob.
Do you guys get a lot of trick-or-treaters at your door?
Usually later on.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, what only thing about how our house is, they all cutting across the damn grass. Yeah. All right, kids come across the damn grass, mm-hmm. which is fine. But no, we go to first house, Libby's house, Libby and Bob, because Miss Libby them give out the whole Snickers.
Oh, that's
yeah, they give out the whole
love
Snickers.
Love that. Yeah, love that.
They got the whole Snickers.
We don't really get any because the driveway is long, mm-hmm. and there's not really a sidewalk on that side of the road. So our neighbors have started doing, they kind of do like at the end of the driveway, mm-hmm. set up chairs and like a booth.
I wonder how that's going to look tonight because it is Friday, because it's a thing now. You know, the neighborhood moms are sitting with their Chardonnay,
yeah.
with their setup sitting at the edge. It's Friday night now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, man.
It might not be Chardonnay tonight.
It might not be Chardonnay.
It might be Tito's.
Some yak.
You know, or cognac.
Some yak.
Man, if the moms in my neighborhood were drinking cognac, that'd be fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. Coach Paul is in North Gwinnett. What's up, Coach Paul?
How's it going, guys? This is Positive Paul, a.k.a. Coach Paul. How are y'all doing?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, I got two questions for you. One's Falcon-related, one's Georgia Bulldog-related. The first one is, I don't know if y'all know this fact. I saw this on ESPN. I wasn't aware of it, but New England set a record last week, the New England Patriots, for 9 weeks since 1950, no defense has ever held 9 running backs less than 49 yards.
Wow.
So I didn't know if y'all knew that stat. I didn't until yesterday. It's very interesting to me.
Right.
I didn't either.
I saw the stat.
Let's break that stat.
Yes, I saw the stat.
Yeah, let's break that stat. But
they're going to have to break it. They're going to win.
Yes.
Let's don't break it. Let's don't let them break it. It just doesn't seem. I think we are going to win this game, and I bet we do stop that break.
Mm-hmm.
So, the second question I got is: have y'all seen the rumbles about us? And I'm sorry, I haven't listened a lot today about Georgia possibly losing Glenn Schumann, the defensive coordinator, to Florida. And I hope that doesn't happen. I'll hang up and listen. Y'all have a great Halloween.
All right, Paul. Appreciate you, brother. The way this defense being coordinated, I don't think that's a guy.
It doesn't seem like the year to hire
Glenn Schumann. I think Glenn Schumann is a hell of a – he's a damn good coach.
He'll get a head coaching job. Does he have Florida ties?
I don't know.
But I'll be – just to answer the question directly, I haven't heard anything.
No, I haven't heard anything.
That.
No.
I did hear –
they got them damn message boards, Paul.
I will say I did hear Glenn Schumann's name mentioned – by, I think, Pete Thamel on the College Game Day podcast, but not like in direct relation with any job.
Right.
Just as like he was rattling off coordinators that are highly thought of.
Right.
And he was like he was just naming, he was like Buster Faulkner and that. And that's where he said Patricia. And then he was like, and Glenn Schumann. He was just like naming guys.
How is this suspicious for you? Because you know, trade deadline's coming up for the NFL.
Uh-huh.
The Titans, they play the Chargers.
Yeah.
Have ruled out Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
Defensive tackle, Jeffrey Simmons.
All right.
Outside linebacker, Arden Key. And safety, Xavier Woods. For their five best players.
Call your bookie now. Call your bookie now.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah.
I thought they said they weren't going to trade Jeffrey Simmons.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Call them.
Call them.
And that, yeah, you out there, you call your bookie.
Yes.
Bet on the Chargers.
Yeah.
Remember, Bo took it at 9.5, so I'm interested to see where it falls.
It might, yeah, that might swell up a little bit.
Yeah, man.
And then if I'm Terry, just see, I don't know what they want. I don't know what we have to even offer them, but those are some guys you could use.
Man, offer them
Kirk.
Or Rich McKay. offer Rich.
Guys in need of a CEO?
Yeah, offer Rich. offer Rich and half a Northside Drive.
and the curse.
Yeah.
From when they tore down that church.
Yeah.
Take that too.
Yeah, tell them to take that.
Get rid of all this stuff. Again, this is what this week has been. That's how bad the Dolphins loss has been. All that stuff has come back up in my mentions. James is in Gainesville.
Hey, Andy, Randy, how y'all doing?
Good, James.
Yeah, I just had two questions for you. First off, I wanted to ask, you know, about the Dolphins. You know, I was real impressed with how Mike McDaniel, you know, come back and beat us in the game, you know. And I was wondering if Atlanta had the opportunity, would you bring Morse for Mike McDaniel as head coach?
Hell no.
And the second thing is, do you think we'd be better off just to lose out the season and get better ring?
No, James.
Thank you, James.
No, James. You got no first round pick, James. So don't make no sense to lose out.
Yeah, you're not tanking for nothing.
No. No, James.
No, we don't lose on purpose.
Lose
right
on
here,
damn
James.
Purpose, James.
Also, I don't know if James saw, but the Dolphins got smoked last night.
Plummeled.
And they fired their GM this morning.
Yes.
So.
Now, I would take Mike McDaniel.
I'll take him on the offensive court.
Yes. Yeah. I'll trade Zach Robinson for him.
Right now.
Even switch.
100%. Walter is in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Just in light of Halloween, I was looking through my social media feed. I watch a lot of Saturday Night Live, but only because Kenan Thompson is still on there, right?
Okay.
But my question is, do y'all remember Mad TV?
Yeah.
That was a show. And just like from Stewart to the Asian lady saying, "Is he looking like a man?"
Looking like a man.
That was really good. Or the lady like who kept coughing on stuff. My question to you guys: which is your favorite character from Saturday Night Live? Well, not Saturday Night Live, but from Mad TV.
I didn't watch Mad TV.
I did watch a lot of Mad TV.
Yeah, I didn't watch Mad TV.
I like they did a little bit called Lowered Expectations, where they would just show like losers on dates.
Okay.
And then they would basically just be like, you should lower your expectations. I don't tell the story very good, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, never.
The Asian lady, he looked like a man, was the funniest thing I had ever seen when I was in sixth grade.
Really?
Like, you know, you're in sixth grade. Probably wouldn't hold up as well right now.
Right.
But man, was that funny to me then.
Oh, yeah.
We were saying a lot of that. A lot of inappropriate Asian lady impressions at my middle school.
Never seen it. My favorite like Saturday night character is anything Eddie Murphy played.
He had some good characters.
Mr. Robinson was great. Yeah. Mr. Robinson was the funniest one.
Very funny.
Yes.
Oh, my favorite Saturday Gumby, night character ever.
Buckwheat.
God.
Yes.
I don't even know. Impossible to say. Brian is incoming. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. When I was taught to drive 25 years ago in a different state, we were taught to, you know, park head first and, you know, be cautious with your high beam. So who's worse, the person that insists on, you know, making a 35-point turn to back into a parking spot in a Honda Civic, or the person that thinks as soon as they're outside 285, it's high beams all night long.
The high beam person is annoying as hell. I back into every spot, usually.
Well, but you know how.
But I know how.
I think what Brian's talking about is the people that shouldn't maybe be doing
it was one this morning.
Yeah.
It was one this morning. Like,
if you
can't
do it in a move, then
like,
don't do
it. The worst place when they're trying to back in right when the elevator comes down into the parking deck, yeah. Like, dude. And the whole red deck is empty today. It's Friday. Take your ass five spots down.
The worst one that I experience right now is in the car line. The car line loops around the parking lot.
Yes.
I just feel like if it's 5 minutes to tardy and we're all trying to inch our way to the front and you're trying to back out of the spot, people might not stop.
I don't stop for them.
People might not stop.
I don't let them damn peaches out. And another play, and I'm going to say it again, Bo, you with me on this. These, I almost cursed them. These folks down here at Colony Square, they be parking these damn cars. Bro. When you're trying to go out and they're leaving their hazard lights on. I rolled the window down on Wednesday and I said, move, you effing S-word head.
I'm glad somebody else does. Dude, I lay on the horn. Dude, I don't care if they're in the car or not.
I don't care.
There was somebody yesterday, two wheels inside of this of the whatever.
Yes.
Three-fourths of their car was blocking the right
lane.
Blocking
the road.
And they were not even in their car.
That's already a dangerous turn anyway because you can't see the cars in the right lane until the last minute. But yeah, when you have to inch out around somebody.
Yeah, man, I call that dude an effing
expert
head.
Good for you.
Good.
Bravo.
Good. You solved one problem.
Yes.
Hopefully other people will follow suit.
He probably won't even care because that's why he parked his car there in the first place.
That's the thing about F&S heads. They don't always listen.
Yes.
As for the high beams, I do think that modern, like the newest LED headlights just kind of look like high beams at all times, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not everybody has their high beams on all the time. It's just some of the newer cars look like high beams.
Yeah. But
which I also hate.
But you're going to, like, only time I will ever use the high beam if I'm driving at night going to mama's house.
Yeah. If you're in the country and it's pitch black.
Yes. That's the only time I use it.
Apparently, we got Forrest Gump on the line who's in Valdosta.
Oh, hell.
Hello.
All right, hang up on him, Bo, hang up on his ass.
I think he's going to defend Jenny.
I don't give a damn. It's Friday. I ain't got no damn time for you, Forrest.
Remember we called Jenny. We said all kinds of bad stuff about Jenny earlier this week. Cam's in the FedEx truck. Hey, Cam.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Y'all caught me off guard with that, Randy. I'm sorry.
Hang up on his ass.
But,
it just seemed like it was about to be something. Hang up on his ass.
He answered like Forrest. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I got two questions. Well, actually three, rapid fire, because I don't want Andy and Bo to feel left out. So first question, how's your day? Second question is, for Randy, it seems like the Falcons is everybody's get-right team. So what was the team that when you played, you're like, oh, snap, I'm finna play this team. It's over with. And this other question is for Age, which is the better movie? Is it Interstellar or is it The Dark Knight? I'll hang up and miss you.
All right.
Who was the get right team? We were. We didn't lose games. Like, we were just batting around. When I was with the Dolphins, we didn't lose games we weren't supposed to lose. Like, we wouldn't have lost to that Dolphins team. Yeah. But
those Rams teams were supposed to be good.
We were supposed to be good, but
plagued by injuries.
We were plagued by injuries all the time. With the Chargers,
you guys were pretty good.
But I'll tell you who was always beat the damn Titans. Mm. Yeah, we used to always beat the damn Titans. No matter when anything's going wrong, play the damn Titans.
Wish that the caller, what was the guy's name? I forget. Cam? I wish Cam could have seen Abe's name or Abe's face when he said those movies.
Dude.
Abe was
so dismissive.
He had such a disrespectful face.
Those movies should not be compared.
Okay.
At all.
Everyone can like a movie, whichever one they like, but the absolute only answer here is Dark Knight.
People love Interstellar.
I know.
Interstellar is a great movie.
It's not for everyone. It's probably not for me.
Oh, okay.
But Dark Knight, come on. What are we doing here?
All right.
Which one is that one?
The one with the Heath Ledger.
Oh,
Joker.
Yeah, he's still. Oh, when he's the Joker. Mm. Oh, no, Jack's still better. I'll die on
it. Different tones.
I will die on that hill.
Different
Jack
tone.
Jack Nicklaus is
the
best
on board
Joker.
With that.
Jack is the best. Jack is the best.
I'll give you a second.
I know you're not going to care or be surprised when I say this. I haven't seen it.
I don't doubt it.
You should.
I saw the Bane one. I like that.
You'll see the
one.
Worst Batman performance ever and the best Joker performance ever.
Oh, you don't like Christian Bale, huh?
Horrible.
Really?
Exactly. My point.
Do we have time for Donnell and Austell? It rhymes. Hey, Donnell.
Donnell and Austell.
Hey, what's going on, man? First time caller.
Thanks for calling.
I love watching you guys.
honestly forgot my question, but remember the Mad TV sketch about the Asian woman, man? It was hilarious. He looking like a man. I tell you, like, that was prime TV back when I was a child, man. Like, I just wanted to add that, man.
All right, Thanks, Donnell.
Appreciate you, man.
It kind of, like, it was really funny the first couple times, and then they didn't have much more to the character,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they kept doing it, and it was like, all right. But we loved it at first. It was really great. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
8-year-old Andy was locked in.
I was.
And the freaks come out in Jacksonville.
Randy knows what 18-year-old athletes want.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Christian Gonzalez will put you in them things.
Yes.
And Randy's not grumpy. He just don't play with everything.
Yeah.
apparently, I love swords and everyone knows it.
Yeah, man.
Everybody knows that.
And Cheddar Bay biscuits bring out the freaks.
You better ask somebody, man.
It's a known fact.
Hey, man, y'all be safe tonight, man. Y'all be safe. Watch out for them babies, man. All right, slow down in the damn neighborhood, all right?
Call an Uber.
Yeah, man.
Call an Uber. Or walk.
Be safe. Let's go, dogs. Come on, Falcons. Damn.
Please, Falcons. We beg you. We'll talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.